Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People of Turkey taking part in marches and rallies remembering the July 15, 2016 attempted military coup against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Ladislav Hoch reports.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara James Jeffrey says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police and judiciary and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
And following that coup attempt, more than 50,000 people were arrested, some 100,000 public employees fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. At least 8 people were killed in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a soccer stadium in Senegal's capital, Dakar. There is apparent clashes between fans of opposing teams, 49 people seriously injured. U.S. Majority Leader in the Senate Mitch McConnell says he will delay a vote on a revised Republican Party health care bill. This follows doctors advising Senator John McCain to rest after an operation to remove a blood clot, a clot that is above his eye. McCain's absence seen as putting the vote in jeopardy. This is VOA News. That health care bill that is in the Senate is designed to repeal and replace the current Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It was the focus of President Trump's weekly address to the nation.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. The legislation working its way through Congress provides the choice and control people want, the affordability they need, and the quality they deserve in health care.
So-called Obamacare was enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Obama on March 23, 2010. U.S. High Court has asked the state of Hawaii to respond by Tuesday at noon to President Trump's motion to block a judge's ruling that prevented his travel ban from being applied to grandparents of U.S. citizens and refugees from 6 Muslim-majority countries already being processed by resettlement agencies. Latest round in the fight over Mr. Trump's travel ban began when the Supreme Court intervened to partially revive the 2 bans, which had been blocked by lower courts. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early today in the occupied West Bank. Police have been looking for a suspect whom they believe carried out 2 shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank on Saturday. Israel blames the Palestinian leadership for inciting the violence. Palestinian officials reject the accusation. United Nations envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, ended the latest round of peace talks. Those were in Geneva, saying there was progress but no breakthroughs. He also said there was an increase in trust between opposition groups.
They have identified quite a lot of broad areas of possible common approach. In addition to this technical agreement and the progress, I would say, there have been a genuine effort among them to build something they didn't have before, trust, mutual trust. I would have not imagined 2 months ago that they would have been sitting in such an intensive and constructive way together.
De Mistura says he plans to convene an 8th round of indirect peace talks in early September. Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo's ashes have been scattered there at sea. China's best-known human rights prisoner died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with cancer. He spent 8 years in prison. China has lodged complaints against the UN and others for criticism about the handling of Liu's death.
That's the latest world news from VOA.